96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are counting down to Christmas Day. But we're also counting down to Christmas dinner. Like Thanksgiving, there's more to it than just turkey with all of the trimmings. But what if you want to do something different? Where do you start? Or maybe you just want to get through it without a disaster and calling the fire department. Well, tonight we have chefs to help you with your culinary creativity for the holidays. Celebrity chefs are in the studio. Chef Sammy Davis of the Milk and Honey Cafe in Beltsville. And, of course, Chef Huda, she is back trying to make us all fat with dessert. I tell you, she just does not know how to act. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Great, great.
Great as always.
Always. Thank you so much for coming in. And if you have a question about Christmas dinner or any kind of holiday meal, if you want to do something special, or as I said, you just want to get through it without a disaster, give us a call. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or at HFisherWHUR. Okay, so ladies first, you've just finished Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been a month.
It is not.
So how do you make Christmas dinner different?
So I know for me and my family, we do the traditional Thanksgiving with different side dishes and different twists on traditional dishes. But then for Christmas, I tell people you can do whatever you want for Christmas. You have to do what works for your family. So typically in my household, we do a lot of seafood during the holiday season, during Christmas, because you want to get a little lighter. You pigged out during Thanksgiving, gives you some more options. And if you have the same family coming over, they're not eating the same dishes that they were.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense. Now, what about you, Chef Sammy? What is different about Christmas dinner compared to what you may have prepared for Thanksgiving?
I think because Thanksgiving is so food driven and so traditional driven, that Christmas is the time to do all the stuff that you want to try, that you've read about throughout the years, and you've seen some stuff on Food Network and other places, and you want to try these dishes out. You know, picked up some magazines while you was at the airport and saw the Mongolian chicken wings, and you want to try those. Christmas is the time where we bring out the new dishes.
Okay.
Yeah. And heavy on the beef. I'm heavy on the beef side around Christmas time with the tenderloins, the flank steaks, and all that good stuff, because Christmas is it's an upbeat thing for me. Mm-hmm. So I like to go very, very, very non-traditional. Nothing at Thanksgiving is served at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually emphasize brunch. We start off with a heavy Christmas brunch and then go late into the Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm. And then itis around 7.
Yeah.
There you go.
By 9 o'clock, you're asleep.
Yeah, you're there. Without a doubt. Yeah. I can only imagine. Now, you know, Chef Huda, you mentioned seafood. Give me a menu. Don't give away too many secrets now. But give me the seafood menu for Christmas
Day. My entire family just moved closer to the radio.
I know
now.
They did. I know they're listening. They pulled over.
Well, I know this year, I think, at Christmas, I'm going to be doing a crab mac and cheese with roasted cherry tomatoes, sweet corn. I'm going to do a jerk salmon, and I'm going to do my version of crab legs, which are out of this world. I can't give you that secret. You'd have to come over.
I'm still waiting for my invitation. And as a matter of fact, I think Chef Sammy says maybe I will go to Chef Huda's house.
Yeah, I have had no plans at all.
I would imagine not. Everybody just got to change. Now you mentioned the beef also, and you mentioned flank steak. What do you do with it specifically?
Flank steak. I like to marinate that flank steak in like some peri peri, like heavy garlic.
Peri peri.
Peri peri.
What is peri peri?
Peri peri is kind of like an African take on a spice, cilantro, garlic. It's good. Give it a good rub down and something like that. And flank steak is, and I like to open up the grill on Christmas Day. I live in Atlanta.
Okay.
So I live in Atlanta. So normally around Christmas time, it's normally warm enough to, now I haven't been in D.C. long enough to know whether or not I'm going to be able to open a grill. But even no matter how cold it is, I would do it.
Well, it looks like, you know, weather-wise, we're not going to have a white Christmas, first of all. So, you know, that's a plus. But how warm it's going to be, that remains to be seen. But that's an idea. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about Christmas dinner tips and suggestions to make sure that it is done in style, or at least done so that everybody doesn't start talking about you on the day after Christmas. Let's go to Linda. Linda calling from Woodbridge. Linda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. Hello
hey.
To your guests. Thank you for having this show.
Sure.
We are considering frying a duck this year as opposed to a turkey, and I wanted to know how would I baste or marinate that duck to fry it?
You want me to do it?
anyone who has an idea.
If she wanted to, the best way to do it, and I think this is good because you and I were just talking about the Asian stuff. And you said that Asian won't be on Sunday.
Yeah,
I'm going to take her down the Asian road.
Okay, take her
right
down
now,
the Asian road.
Because I'm going to tell her to take it to Peking duck.
Okay.
Okay. And so get the duck and get it in peanut oil and marinate the duck the day before, but score the duck. Do you know what it is to score the duck, Miss Linda?
I've injected a turkey, but tell me about squirt a duck.
Squirt a duck. Score is when you want to cut slices in it and kind of leave markings on the duck so that it cooks thoroughly and cooks evenly. Now, do you have a whole duck?
Yes.
There's a whole duck head off?
Yes.
Okay, whole duck head off. So you're going to cook this duck. The beautiful thing about a duck is that all the flavoring of a duck is in the fat.
Mm-hmm.
The big difference between a duck and a chicken is that one flies and one doesn't. So a duck is a lot tougher to cook.
Okay.
So a duck takes twice as long as chicken to cook. So you got to do it a little bit slower. I would do that duck at around about 300, 310 degrees in the deep fryer and let it cook very, very, very slowly. Very slowly.
What's slowly for a duck that's what? 5 pounds.
How big is your duck?
I think it's about 6 to 7 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. So she can really do that at 295.
Okay.
Just enough where you see like bubbles forming, not that deep fry action that you get when you fry chicken and pork chops, but a light bubbling, and you want that skin to get very, very, very crispy. Now you can deep fry it, or you don't have the oven to really do Peking duck, which would take that skin to a whole nother level, and you're kind of like cooking the duck from the inside out, and you're developing something very, very, very moist. But if you season the duck all the way around, nice heavy seasoning.
What do you season it with?
I was seasoning with some Cajun seasoning.
Okay.
I'll go right for that.
Asian Cajun.
So throw some ginger in it.
It all works.
Yeah.
Well, okay, some Cajun seasoning.
Yeah, Cajun duck seasoning.
Okay.
And then while the duck is going, get you a pot and put some soy sauce, garlic, and sugar in it.
Uh-huh.
Soy sauce, garlic, and sugar. When that duck comes out, pour that over the duck and just let it sit.
That sounds great.
And you're going to be the hit of the whole neighborhood, not just your house.
There you go.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, Linda, let us say, if you're going to be frying and dipping it, you know, you make sure that you follow all of the safety regulations.
Yes.
You know, make sure it's, you know, it's outside, you know, all of the directions. You know, we want to make sure that you and yours are with us after Christmas Day, so please be careful.
Costco has an amazing deep fryer.
They do.
For in-home. People need to go get that. It's a great investment. I think it's around $150, but it's amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
I have one of the ones you use indoors for the large turkey fryer.
Yeah.
That you use indoors, so it'll be indoors. I'll be safe. It's
okay.
Electric.
Well, as long as you're safe,
it's electric, yeah.
That's all we care about. So thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about Christmas dinner, how to spice it up, how to do it with style. Perhaps there's a question that you may have about some basic stuff or maybe some advanced stuff. Of course, we have celebrity chefs inside with all of the goosed up, greased up information that you're going to need. So give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lawrence, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Lawrence. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on? And hello to all of the guests on the show. How are you all this afternoon?
Doing fine. What's going on in your kitchen for the weekend?
Awesome. Well, actually, I'm going to be on travel, and we normally do the traditional kinds of foods for the holiday, but I was wondering if you all have any suggestions for, say, not just for the holidays, but even moving on into the New Year's, because I've kind of made some dietary changes, kind of cut back off of meat and different things like that, and wanted to find out in terms of any meatless ideas and even gluten-free, and hopefully you guys won't hang up on me, but I was just wondering, do you all have any ideas as far as something like that would, still taste very well?
Well, let's see what Chef Huda has to say. Chef Huda.
So I commend you on your dietary changes or your lifestyle change, because even though we're in holiday season, it's great that you're getting a head start on being a healthier you. Yeah. For the holidays, it's not uncommon now, which is great, to have a lot of vegetarian dishes. During the holiday season, my nephews, who are actually 7 and 6, they're vegetarian by choice.
Awesome.
Yeah, they one day said no chicken nuggets and wanted to eat nothing but veggies. Who knew, right?
Yeah, I love that.
Really? Exactly.
So for them, I do a lot of cauliflower dishes. This Thanksgiving, I did a cauliflower au gratin. And it had kale in it, it had onions in it, and it also had carrots in it, and it was a beautiful dish for them, and they really loved it. Potatoes are a wonderful thing to use in different ways, sweet potatoes as well, because you can either do savory or sweet, completely up to you. And then I'm loving putting kale in almost everything. Kale and collard greens, you have great options there. You can do different soups if you wanted to do that. We introduced that this year at my house, and it was a hit because it was something lighter. So it kept you going throughout the day and kept you from filling your plate too much and doing too much damage. So those are wonderful things that you can do. And also during the fall and winter, I love roasting vegetables. It just takes the flavor to a whole another level, and you can use whatever seasoning you want, whether that's a jerk seasoning, Cajun seasoning, or just regular salt and pepper.
Okay. Well, there you go. Lawrence, good luck to you and your travels, and certainly Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for calling. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about making sure you have the perfect Christmas dinner, doing it delicious and with style. We have, of course, our celebrity chefs here in studio, Chef Sammy Davis of the Milk and Honey Cafe up in Beltsville, and, of course, Chef Huda. Give us a call, because we're going to be taking your phone calls even after 7:30, as always. So please, I want you to stay on the line. Do not hang up, because we've got lots of goodies to share with you. I have some brownies here that we're going to share with you virtually. I'll tell you just how good they are. So certainly please give us a call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I've got about 30 seconds before I take a break. Real quick, Chef Sammy, we talked about some do's with your flank steak and beef. What's a don't?
Don't marinate meat.
Why do you say that?
Because it does absolutely nothing for it. Even if you marinated meat for 24 hours, it may penetrate. Can they see us? No. They got his hairs. It may penetrate like this much.
Oh, just an inch. A millimeter.
Not even an inch, yeah.
Really?
It may do that. Meat is to be dry rubbed.
Even chicken?
No.
No, you're talking about
brine. White. Now, this is a great question.
Okay.
Because we teach this in the cooking class. White meats you brine. Beef.
Mm-hmm.
Beef is dry rub. High heat dry rub. Red meat is like a scab. And you know when you're bleeding, the only way to cover, when it stops bleeding is the scab. So when you get the meat and you want an iron skillet, you should always cook at the highest temperature, around 800 degrees when it comes to this meat. Now, most people getting got this in their houses or in their stoves, but you know what you can get? You can get a cast iron skillet.
Mm-hmm.
A cast iron skillet.
Because it conducts a lot of heat.
There you go. Black is a poor conductor of heat, so that iron skillet can get way where your stainless steel is going to stop at 400.
Mm-hmm.
An iron skillet will keep going and going and going and going. That's why you can cook cornbread halfway in an iron skillet, pull it out, and if you let it sit, it'll be the best cornbread you ever had.
Wow.
It'll cook the rest of the way.
I want to talk about that some more. If you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about holiday cooking and style in just a few seconds. The Howard University.